Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1421, recorded June 18th, 2013. Cooking with Dick. The GizWiz is brought to you by Tonks Coffee. Tonks offers a bi-weekly subscription, sourcing their beans directly from the growers. They're roasted and shipped within 24 hours to give you the freshest, bestest coffee in the world. For a free sample, visit tonks.org/GizWiz. That's tonx.org/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the same dumb show.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a new pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hey, everybody, welcome to the GizWiz Show, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Thrill Cab! Boom. Wow.
Ooh.
You know, somebody suggested, instead of the hell... Hey, Dickie D!
Leah, how are you?
I'm great! How are you?
Noticed how long that shot was because they're doing something new. The camera is starting in my studio.
That's a cross-country Thrill Cam.
What? Long string around Montana starts to sag a little.
I'm not sure what happened there.
There was some sagging. Actually, I think they're already taking the Thrill Cam down.
I see.
It's one of those shows where in a moment they're going to repossess the furniture. Don't mind that. So, Dick, today we're going to do some cooking. I've always wanted to do a cooking show.
Wow.
I don't know if you know it, but I'm quite the cook.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So we have a our my gadget today is a little something that you might want to have in your kitchen. We're going to make something. We have a live studio audience. They're going to taste it afterwards. It's going to be great. And I'm going to add something because it's like a special sandwich maker. But so I'm going to make the traditional sandwich, but I'm going to add some secret sauce. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be
nice.
Delicious.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew something about cooking was coming up because the guys were saying, where are the fire extinguishers?
Yeah, that and the fact that they've spread tarpaulins on the ground everywhere. or what is this? Plastic visqueen. It's like they don't trust me somehow. Yeah, I don't know why that is.
They don't trust you only because they know you. So I wouldn't.
Oh, well, in that case. So, yeah, see, it's like they, I don't understand.
Sign of a good cook.
It's not going to spray that far. But I guess, you know, John's a studio manager. He believes in keeping his studio nice and clean. And maybe that's why they're taking down the Thrill Cam. They're afraid I'm going to hurt it.
Wow. Wow.
So, let's start with your gadgets. By the way, I got my, what is it called? Jackery? Jackery.
Right. Oh, you bought, yes, the big guy.
I got the big guy, and it's fabulous.
1,400 million.
Yeah. And it's not that big. It's big enough that you could put it, you know, stick it in your pocket as you're flying or whatever. But I just feel great because I know I'm going to have enough juice to get, you know, all the way. I guess my next flight is to Venice from here, which I think is like a 15-20 hour a long flight. I'm going to be ready.
Whoa! That's in the
In September. You don't have to worry yet.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll be here until then.
Very good.
So, but let's start with some your and by the way, oh, I forgot. I didn't bring them in. I also got the Dancing Fountain waters.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Good.
I'm thinking you mentioned three things, and I bought all three of them.
Yes, the third one was another. You already had the third one.
Oh, good.
I had bought the kit for the Galaxy 4.
Yes.
From And you
the Galaxy 4 extra batteries and charger, yeah. Which I use that all the time. You just open up the back here, and there it is. There's the battery, and there's one of the anchors in there. Yeah,
it's great. Yeah,
yeah. I'm really pleased with that. So, what do you got today for us that I can buy? Should I fire up the credit card?
You know what? You may like this. I think with something we showed briefly on one of our CES specials, and as you know, a lot of times when they show something at CES, it does take a fair amount of time for it to actually be for sale. And that is the case with the Kingston Mobile Light Wireless.
Mm.
Now, we saw this at CES. It did not have an official name back then. It's very similar to the Y-Drive, but this is what you do with the Kingston Mobile Light Wireless. So basically, this is a little hotspot. There is a place in the back to put in a USB card, or I have a little SD card in here with movies on it. And so what it does, it makes a little hotspot. You download the app. What I use this for, Leo, is on my iPod Touch, which has very limited memory. And as you know, you can't add any memory to it. So on my iPod Touch, I bring up the little Mobile Light logo. Then I turn on the Mobile Light. Then I go to settings. I find the Mobile Light, click on that. I am now tuned into this wirelessly, and I can watch my Turner Classic movies that I put on this little SD card on my iPad Touch. Also, you can use it to download videos and movies if you want to offload them from a device and put them on an SD card. So it takes SD cards. I'm using a micro SD card in the little SD adapter that's in the kit. It can take a USB flash stick in there. And you can also, it's kind of strange. It has a built-in battery, so it can stream stuff for about 5 hours. And it's an 1800 milliamp battery. In an emergency, you can plug your device into this and then turn this on. And instead of streaming, it will then take the power from its internal battery and charge your device. May not charge it fully, but if you need some extra power in an emergency, you can use it in that way.
This, you know, I have too many now. I've got a lot of phones, but I have even more batteries all over the place.
Right. Well, do you have wireless devices to send info to your device?
No, that's new.
Yeah, okay. So that's what you need.
So I got to buy this too, huh?
Well, you may, you know, it's depending on you. It's $59.99 on Amazon. It became available in May. There are 12 reviews on Amazon so far, most of them very positive. And that's it. Mobile Light Wireless from Kingston. Oh, that's the guy right there.
Oh, look at that. $59.99. Digital Mobile Light Wireless Flash Receiver for Smartphones and Tablets, MLW221.
Yeah, and you can stream to three different people at the same time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I don't know why you want to do it, but it says you could stream three different movies to three different devices. So if you hate each other and you don't want to watch the same movie,
then you're set.
Yeah, you're set.
That's pretty impressive, actually. Yeah. Three different movies. Wow. All right, gadget number one. I'm going to hold off because I have enough batteries right now. I like the wireless. Okay. But, you know, I also have the, what was it? Seagate did that with the Go Flex or something, right?
It was the Go Flex.
Yeah.
Boy, you have one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have one. That's
more
why.
More than a pretty first face.
No, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Because if that were my only skill, I'd be in deep trouble. Long gone, that pretty face.
Right now, some personal information, which I will impart to you via this week's GizWiz video. So I won't tell you more than that. We'll just watch the video and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Dick DeBartolo, Mads Madness, try to end the GizWiz with this week's One Take Theater here on Twit. You know, there's no modest way to say it. I have a big hose. I really do. I have an enormous hose.
Big hose.
And when I am not showing it, I keep it in my pocket. Okay.
So I need that big
we're
hose.
Talking about
where can I get
the
one?
Yeah. Pocket hose.
Oh,
the hose, pocket hose that grows.
The hose that grows.
Now, what man doesn't want a hose that grows?
Oh,
okay?
Boy.
$20 at Bed Bath
every
Hose
loves-
and Beyond. And on Amazon, it's $22. So with tax and everything, it's about the same. It fits in this,
are you gonna show it
in
growing?
This bucket.
Oh, yes.
And grows to 50 feet.
The 50-foot hose.
But does it? Who knows? Only because it's so rolled up, I thought the only way to do it, since this is one-take theater, is to just see what happens when
That's
we turn
it?
The water pressure
yeah.
on. I mean, this really could be a disaster. We have water pressure on in the hose.
It looks like,
and
I don't
I'm
know,
gonna
it
turn
looks like
this
brains.
On.
Uh-oh.
And
it's growing
oh,
the wrong direction.
Word.
Oh, dear.
Is this thing going to blow up? Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Holy,
you know
look,
what?
It's looks like kibui.
That happened rather quickly.
Look at that.
That's
how
not
do you,
bad.
But that only
now,
you
let
can
me
only
see
do that
what
once.
I can hook to the end of it. You know what?
Then we're going to get small
that was
again.
Good. And let me see. Where is the... Oh, okay. I have
this
something to hook, hook in
trouble.
The end.
Actually,
this is a neat device, too. I don't think I've ever done this on the Gizwiz.
What is that, a flashlight hose?
A fan of the show told me about this.
It's fireman's nozzle.
This is the
nozzle.
Fireman's
oh,
nozzle.
Oh, look at that.
Pocket hose and a fireman's nozzle. What could possibly go wrong? Fireman's nozzle gets a lot of water pressure out of a hose, and I like this a lot.
Ooh,
all right,
I like
so I'm
that.
Hooking up my fireman's nozzle.
Oh, I hope you have a
I'm
hat
turning
you can
this
wear
to
go.
On,
I wish that would have been
and
good.
Now...
Whoa! Oh, stand back! It's about to blow! Oh, wow.
Well, you know what?
You get quite
I
a stream
tell you
out of
something.
That. That's great.
This, you know what? This the fireman's hose normally is like an amazing amount of water. And the water is full on downstairs, right, Dennis?
I want both of those.
Yeah. Okay. So it is a very thin hose, okay? If you shoot down there, I'll show you the difference. Here's the regular hose that I use. And this is what pocket hose looks like. So it's not letting as much
like
water
a,
go through.
An inch,
because
and this
normally
is like
I can water
half an inch.
All the way to the back of the yard with ease. And this, my hose is a tiny bit limp, okay?
well, with a 50-foot hose, I think it'd be hard to
but anyway,
keep it all up to pressure,
oh,
if you know what I mean.
If I put it on spray, it does go back. All right, so this is not bad. I like the color. And now the only thing I want to see what happens is when you shut it off. And, you know, I don't know now how you get the rest of the water out of it. And does it go back to...
Yeah, how do you... There's no way to get it back to the original.
I couldn't figure it out, and then I read the little tag, and the little tag didn't help.
Do you have to suck the hose to get it to shrink?
You know what? I don't know if... I have a hose winder where you actually...
Oh, there you go.
Have to leave the water pressure on.
And then squeeze it out.
And squeeze it out. But with this, it is kind of, it kind of does what the ad says. So I just took the fireman's hose off the end of it here. And then finally I decided.
Who makes that fireman's hose? I actually am more interested in that.
The fireman's hose is on Amazon. I think it's $14 or $16. It is amazing. I bought another one for down at the boat for somehow... It gets way more pressure than you would get out of any of those rinky-dink garden hoses.
Is this
thing.
It, the Nelson 5503 high-pressure rated fireman style industrial spray nozzle with large on-off lever? Is that it?
That is the guy.
Good, because I just bought it.
Okay.
I didn't buy the hose.
No, I bought two of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we can go back to the video. Is it frozen again?
Nope, we got it.
All right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The
so
hose
the thing
is
it oh. when you totally disconnect it from everything.
Yeah.
It starts to crinkle. You can see it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, maybe it's kind of.
Anything.
Oh, you know.
This is not bad.
That looks kind of familiar. It's shrinking back up.
I think you could.
If you use really cold water, does it shrink more?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
And look at that. It's going back to its original flaccid state.
I have no idea what it's going to be like over
flaccid
the long
hose.
Term. And my guess
so you
is
turn off the pressure, let the water out of the hose.
the hose starts, but it
and the hose is just it's kind of limp now.
It's a sad state right now.
Right in there,
you just got to feel bad for that hose right now.
The nice now, is it fabric? What is it made out of?
It is. It feels like fabric. It obviously it's not go back to the container once it expands once. You know what? It worked great. But I went on Amazon and I checked all the reviews, and it seemed though it works for a week or two.
Oh, and it loses its elasticity.
Several people do like it, but the majority of the people said that it doesn't.
Just so, as with most hoses, eventually,
it just
goes limp.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't know what a pocket hose, because if you put that much hose in your pocket, you're going to attract some attention.
That's not a pocket hose.
Want to or not.
No. Yeah.
Exactly. 20 bucks.
James Spa in the chat room says it worked great for him for about a month, then it broke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to buy that hose.
No, don't buy the hose. Yeah. But if you're crazy about it, they make a 25, a 50, and a 75 foot version of pocket hose.
Pocket hose. If you want a hose in your pocket, now you know where it goes. What is gadget number three?
I would get the fireman's nozzle to make it really impressive.
I've already bought the fireman's nozzle and done deal.
That you can carry in your pocket, and that will
and
affect.
You'll meet some fire women or something. I don't know what. All right. What's next?
Perfect blending of another gadget I bought on Amazon, widely advertised on TV, like the pocket hose. And like the pocket hose, it worked for about 3 or 4 months. And I'm talking about, it was just a year ago when I did Magic Mesh. Magic Mesh is one of those screen doors with magnets that lock automatically as you walk through it. And what I liked about it is that if Fairway would walk through it, this is Magic Mesh. This is the one I had on last year.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
I'm telling you about it, works exactly the same. What's great about it is like when Fairway goes through it, just like the bottom four magnets open and then the door closes behind it. The problem is mid-season, the bottom, it's very flimsily built. So the bottom Magic Mesh has, believe it or not, about 24 marbles sewn into a hem so that the hem is heavy enough
to
keep the screen door in place.
That weighs it down, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the problem is that the mesh they use is so thin that all summer long, the marbles would just keep falling out through little holes in the thing. And you go out in the backyard with a tray of food.
That's not good to have marbles lying there at the bottom of the door. Yeah, it's a bad idea.
So on Amazon, but I like the idea a lot.
Right.
So on Amazon, I bought MagnaScreen. It's MAGNA, MagnaScreen. It's a little more expensive. And, you know, the Magic Mesh is like 10 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
MagnaScreen is just 15 or 16 bucks. But it's much heavier duty. It's heavy enough that they don't have to have anything in the bottom seam to keep it from falling apart. And it seems to work much better. And they sell it all over the place in different boxes. That's why right on the screen it says box copy may vary. But basically they all say MagnaScreen on them. And what is that one? 13 bucks? I paid 16, but now I think it's cheaper. Can you see that, Jason?
Is that 1370?
Yeah, it says 1370.
1370. Yep. Okay. So if you want a backyard screen that you can walk through, that pets can go through the bottom, I am now recommending MagnaScreen. It's a much better version than the Magic Mesh, and it got much better reviews on Amazon.
Very good. So, very good. So,
MagnaScreen.
In that way, magnets fall out instead of marbles.
That is correct. Well, no, the Magic Mesh both the magnets and the marbles fell out.
Ah.
So everything. It was a cornucopia of things falling,
falling
on the floor.
Out. Huh? All righty, Dick.
Is it time?
It is time for some cooking.
Okay.
Will my assistants, my sous chef, if you will, roll out. It looks like we purchased a table for this. No, we already had it. So perhaps you saw me last week, talk about my incredible Hamilton Beach sandwichera desayuno. The desayuno, a.k.a. the breakfast sandwich maker.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. Before you start, wait a minute. What is this? Oh, I got to put my chef.
Red wine belt?
Well, I do like to cook. Okay. This is the tactical barbecue apron. Oh, we ordered one. That's nice. I wanted to get one of these. Now, which side do you wear on the front? The bigger side, probably,
are you
huh?
Expecting that to blow up? What is that?
This is the. We talked about this, didn't we? The tactical barbecue outfit. So it's got lots of room for. I could put all sorts of stuff in here.
Got room for a pocket hose, pal?
Oh, yeah. Look at this. It even has a pouch here for... I could put a pocket hose in here. What is this? This is a special pouch containing a pouch, which is really handy. I got pouches in my pouches. So I guess this would strap on to the side here. We'll save that. It's a resting... They're resting, nesting. And then watch. This is... you could stick this in here. And yeah, you're just ready to go. You got everything you could possibly want.
That looks so professional, I can hardly believe
it. Tactical barbecue apron. Thank you, guys. This was for my Father's Day gift. Should you want to see the back?
Yeah. Oh, they left the eye at a chief. Just dumb out there.
It's Velcro, so I can put security on the back of it now? Chef in front, or we could just tear that right off. And it comes with a variety of things. So if you're a bad cook, it could say bad cook or,
okay.
But we'll leave chef on there for today. Yes, and here it is. Okay. Here's the sandwicheria. How are we going to shoot this? By the way, this is the tactical barbecue apron. It's from ThinkGeek. It's $35. It has a real mole system for holding everything a grill master needs, two large pouches, two smaller pouches, front and back removable Velcro patch, perfect for storing condiments. You can even put bacon and ketchup in here. Grilling utensils, salt, pepper, your phone, adjustable side strap for the perfect fit, 100% cotton, machine wash cold with like colors. It's black, right? So wash it with your blacks, I guess. Hang to dry. In case you haven't had your coffee yet, we should remind you the tactical apron is not intended for use in combat or against anything other than a grill or a smoker, because this will not, just in case you thought it would, protect you from shrapnel, bullets, Pokemon, or other projectiles, just in case.
Okay.
By the way, it's not mole, it's MOLLE. It's an acronym for Modular Lightweight Load Carrying Equipment.
So all right, I'll buy that. Yeah,
got your MOLLE loops on here.
Gotcha, yeah.
Because
mole is a sauce.
I am going to wear this from now on. This is great. Okay. Yeah, you are missing an eye on there, but we'll fix that.
Okay.
Some of it's... There it is. 34. That's really a good deal. $35.
All right. You supply your own stuff for the pockets. What's he got? He's got his hose stuck.
All right. Here we go. Here's the sandwich maker. Now, let me just show you. It's hot. Okay. It does say on the top, hot surface. So, don't touch.
This is good.
Yeah, look at this. Okay. This is pretty cool. So, Jeff Needles is my sous chef. We're going to open it. Where do I open up? Oh, because it's hot. Yeah. It's hot. We wouldn't want a burn here.
Open the bottom one first, so all three.
Okay. We're going to start at the bottom, just as my career is going. All right. We've oiled this lightly, but it is a Teflon. Thing. We're going to put a little bit of this Pam on there. All right. Then the bottom of the English muffin goes on there. Yes. And we'll put a little bit of cheese. Jeff has apparently done this before, or he just eats a lot at McDonald's. All right. And then, we'll do a little piece of ham on top of that there, like that.
Ooh,
now
wow.
That's layer number one. I need to. Okay. Now we're going to close that right on top of there. All right.
Oh.
Now what? More cheese?
Oh, it's
put
like
the next
a
piece on. All right.
Thing.
There's the next piece on. Oh, oof. Who could forget the egg? All right. We're going to put the egg right in the middle there, just like that. All righty. Very nice. Very nice. This is cooking. A little salt and pepper. All right. A little salt. Whoops.
This looks delicious.
Somebody put a lid on that. That's terrible. All right. There's some pepper. There we go. A little salt. Oh, this is nice. This is from your house?
No. Yeah.
Nothing came out because I had the lid on. All right. There we go.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I take it back. I'm not eating that.
And then, no, it's going to be delicious. Then we put the top on. Yeah. Don't push it because that would squish it.
Right, and then you just want to.
Okay.
You got to push it to squish it, and then we're going to put the lid on.
Now, 5 minutes.
Now, it's going to take 5 minutes. So this is going to take a little while, but we're ready. We're ready. We're going to, because while the egg is cooking, you got to have your special
you see,
secret
now,
sauce.
Off camera, I assume a switch.
No,
is going.
No, we're going to actually cook this in real time.
Okay. All right,
because
okay.
We have something else to do. I'm going to make some sauce. All right, this goes along with the muffin, because you know when you go to your favorite cooking place. Leave me the recipe because I don't have this one memorized. I didn't have that one memorized, and I didn't really need to because. Okay, when you go to your favorite cooking place, yeah, go ahead. We can put this up here too. They're a little worried about me making the secret sauce, but we'll just put. Yeah, there you go. You're safe now.
You'll save me. Yeah, I'm safe behind me. Okay, good.
All right. I would like to get some protective. We're gonna get some protective gear on here. Because whenever I cook, I have the experience that sometimes things can go wildly wrong. So I just want to be prepared here.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. There we go. All right, now bring me... oh, okay. Yeah, they don't want me to get burned either. All right, here we go. Secret sauce time. You ready? Oh, nope, there's more. You guys really don't trust me at all, do you? I've made this hundreds of times. It is completely safe.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, now first, it's very important. Measurement is everything when you're cooking, right? So I prefer to use graduated cylinders and professional gear. Let me just put my lab coat on here. And then there we've got the okay, there we go. And the little smaller cylinders, that's very good. All righty. Okay, this is the H.
This is last.
Okay, go. Okay, now, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, first, we're going to take this, and we're going to put this. This is my secret sauce. I'll give you the rest. We'll put the recipe online for later.
I don't think you have to bother.
Now, just because I like to do my cleaning up ahead of time. You know, a good cook always stays clean at all times. So okay. I'm just going to put just a little bit of dishwashing detergent in my secret sauce there, just like that, and swirl it around just a little bit. That way, the cooking is already done, right? Now, I also believe that color is a precursor to taste. So
yeah.
I'm just going to put a little bit of drop of color in there like that. Maybe a little bit of drop of color on the other side. Because I think it's very important when you're making a secret sauce that it look appealing as well as taste.
Yeah.
Delicious. So we'll just put a little bit of this here and this like this. All right.
Yeah.
Is that too bloody?
I think this is a secret sauce that really should remain a secret.
I'll put one more color. What the hell? You can never have too much
color
in there. Look at that. That's going to be just delicious. All right. Now... this is the key ingredient, okay? Now,
okay.
Now, are you ready? Because when this happens, the sauce blooms in a beautiful way. And is it 5 minutes yet on the?
From the Three Stooges cooking.
1 minute left, so this is going to be perfect. We're just going to put this in here, and it'll be all ready to go, just like that. Watch this go. Oh no! Wait a minute! Holy moly! The secret sauce seems to. Oh, the humanity. I thought it would go, maybe we'd get more of that.
Yeah, I was hoping for that, too.
I wanted it to
we
take
needed
over
a really high-strength industrial fan to blow it all around.
We'd have shoot it up. Okay, next time we'll put a nozzle on there.
Oh, you have lots of things going out of tubes in this episode. What is going on here?
If I only had your hose, Dick, you should have brought your hose. All right, 20 seconds. Roll the sandwich back in. Now that we've got the secret sauce to put on our sandwich, you guys are going to be the taste testers, right?
I think so.
They look a little skeptical. All right, let me take my tactical gear off here.
Okay.
And we can take Dick's shower curtain down. All right. Nobody was hurt. Is that incredible? Whoo!
Again.
Can I touch this or is this dangerous?
It's just some toxic.
It's only slightly. What we put in, by the way, is hydrogen peroxide, a little dish detergent, some colors just so we get some color in there, and that last thing was a potassium iodide solution in there. 50 milliliters of here's the actual chemical reaction. We had 50 milliliters of aqueous H2O2, and then we added the H2OI and the O2G, and then it mixed together the iodide ions from the potassium iodine mixed with the hydrogen peroxide to produce oxygen iodide and water. And then the hydrogen peroxide.
You know, Leah, it is so bizarre because that's what I had for lunch.
That's the recipe right there. We'll put that on the website. Oh, the sandwich is burning. Wow. All right, wait a minute. Now, where's my mitt? Okay.
Spatula. So, wait.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have a spatula. Now, we have to decant this in order. Turn this around.
That'll drop the egg.
That drops the egg right onto the muffin. Look at that. Without trouble at all. Now, lift it up. All of them.
Okay. So I see why you want to have a chef, because you need to sue someone.
Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes later, and I have an almost perfect something.
Well, it actually does look a lot like what you get at
that
McDonald's.
That looks quite good, doesn't it? Look at that.
Yeah.
Flopping to the side and imperfect.
That is
and
nice.
And you just flip this down, throw the whole thing in the dishwasher, and then let's put a little Pam on the top for what? No, for just for a little flavor. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's put some secret sauce on it here. Just a little bit, a little dab. All right. Should I try this? It's going to be... It's not burned. See? It came out perfectly. Yeah. Everything, the egg and everything is just fabulous.
I bet that's salty side.
Yeah, I bet that mountain of salt is going to taste really good.
I think it needs...
No, you can never be too salty.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, you haven't gotten to the creamy center yet.
A one, a two...
Mm. I wish I'd put more Pam on it. That's delicious. The sandwichelia de sayuno.
Now, what is that? How much?
$29.99. How much was it? $29.99.
At?
Hamilton Beach. It's can you get it on Amazon?
Yeah.
Is that where we got it? We like to get everything from Amazon.
Yeah.
Mm.
But here you go.
I got a way to buy it, Dick.
Yeah.
Go to twit.tv. Go down to this Twit Picks. We're going to put it up on the Twit Picks. When you buy it that way, we get like $40 or $50.
On every $30 purchase. That's a great thing.
I don't know how Amazon stays in business.
Yeah.
We're great, so. Mm. These are it's a little bit hard, but you don't want a red egg.
No. Perfect.
Just dip it in here.
And it's so convenient and so easy in that 15-chamber pot.
Don't make me laugh.
There's a whole recipe book.
Oh, there's more.
There's more?
You get an entire recipe sticker. That tells you how to do it. And then here, there's more recipes you can make. I mean, this is not just for making Egg McMuffins. You can make pancakes and sausage Egg McMuffins, cheddar apple bacon and egg croissant Egg McMuffins, Southwestern breakfast Egg McMuffins, cheesy egg and sausage Egg McMuffins. Oh, and this is one for the Francophile, herbed goat cheese, spinach, and tomato Egg McMuffin.
Wow.
But all
of them... Italian, they have spaghetti and meatball egg.
Not in here. But I imagine just the sky's the limit on the sandwich area. Desayuno. Actually, that's pretty good.
Wow.
I think Henry would love this. Are you kidding? 5 minutes for one. Get 10 friends over. He's going to be there for an hour making. Mmm. Yeah, you can make a McGriddle with this. Sure you can. Fascinating.
No.
All right, Dick, but you know what's missing?
What?
A good cup of coffee would be good right now. Oh. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Thank goodness I have a Tonks subscription. I love my Tonks subscription. Every other week, I get a special package in the mail from Tonks of great quality, fresh roasted beans. They source their beans directly from the growers, and they're connoisseurs, so they pick the best beans. It's kind of like a round-the-world Tonks tour of fabulous coffee. Then they roast them fresh and get them out the door within 24 hours. So by the time you get it, it's exactly right. You want to, by the way, I don't know if you knew this. You want to make the coffee, freshly ground coffee, exactly 3 days after they were roasted. Not sooner, not later. So drink all 12 ounces right away. No, it's not true. But you do want to give it a little time to rest. If you just go to Tonks' Twitter feed, you'll see what incredible coffee this is. And I have to agree. It's a bi-weekly subscription. Best beans on earth. Shipped directly to your door. They do have information on there on how to grind it, because it is beans. It's whole beans. You're going to grind it yourself. And how to make it. And I recommend the AeroPress. I guess you use your Capresso machine. Did you have some talks this morning?
I used the coffee team burr grind it. I burr grind it.
There it is.
It immediately gets made. Yeah. I have the Integra. I guess that was last week's coffee, right?
Yeah, these guys are out of L.A., and they really are huge coffee connoisseurs. And I feel like, for me, you know how sometimes on Dvorak's here, I'll ask them about wine. I feel like I've got coffee experts who are sending me, like, you got to try this, you got to try this, every other week. T-O-N-X, tonks.org/gizwiz, tonks.org/gizwiz. You can get a free sample. There they are. These guys, look at them. You can tell they drink a lot of coffee. Do not drink bad coffee. And by the way, some of you think that coffee you get down at your coffee shop there that Madge is pouring out of that old bun warmer, you think that's good coffee. You haven't had good coffee. There's the free trial, the half sack, the standard, and the double. You pick the size you want, but start with the free sack. Why not? TONX.org/gizwiz. Mm-mm-mm. I love my Tonks coffee. And you know what goes so well with a breakfast sandwich?
Mm. Yes, sir. Mm-mm-mm. Wash down that salt.
You know, I got the salt.
Oh,
that's all right. I have been building up my salt tolerance for years. It didn't even faze me. Now, you know what they call this in New York?
What?
I'm asking you. Don't you live in New York?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think they call it a hopeless mess.
No. It's like a name, egg mitt or something, right? And a coffee Myra? Light? What do you, when you walk up and you go in, you don't do this?
You don't go to McDonald's.
Myra knows. What do they call it, Myra?
I don't go to McDonald's.
Not McDonald's.
What?
No, you go out. Oh, man, I thought you guys were New Yorkers. Obviously, you live in Pennsylvania or somewhere.
I know.
What do you call it, John?
It's an egg cream.
Not an egg cream. Anyway, there's a name for it.
Yeah, obviously, John's out of New York. You don't need a griddle to make an egg cream.
But if you have a little milk in your coffee, that's coffee light, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not making that up.
No.
All right.
Regular.
Or coffee light.
Or coffee light.
Yeah.
Regular.
Regulars with milk.
Oh, she's saying we don't say regular if you don't want coffee
light. No, you want coffee light.
Say regular.
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 No, that's a arugula. That's a different, that's a cookie.
Well, you finally got your cooking show. It's kind of nice.
Anyway, when you're down there in that the Isle of Manhattan getting your egg muffin and your regular coffee, you might want to stop by Dick's Gadget Warehouse for the oldest gadgets in the world.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are goofy.
Good.
When gadgets pass away,
I like them.
He takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Now here he is, Dickie D.
And Dickie D has this in his warehouse,
mm-hmm.
but we're doing it as a viewer video of the week.
I want to make some more of this. Do we have more hydrogen peroxide?
So I'm going to read you his letter, and then we'll watch his Gadget Warehouse video. Right. Hey, Dick and Leo. I'm a longtime fan from ZDTV days, yada, 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 and keep up the good work. This video was taken with a Samsung 10.2 megapixel camera. The video is limited to 640 by 480, which ironically is the same resolution this gadget can do back from 1998. Be sure to have Chad and Sarah watch the video because there's something in it for them, too. Keep up the work, all of you. And here is the video of the week.
Hello, Dick and Leo. Today, for my Gadget Warehouse,
I like his t-shirt.
Bringing you the coolest gizmo ever. And believe it or not, it says that on the product box. I am not making that up. Now, but before I show you that, I've got to take you back in time to Windows 95 and when printers did not have USB, they used LPT to talk to the computer. This product is actually replacing, or is a cheaper alternative to an ATI All-in-Wonder card or...
What is that cat doing? Is that a cat?
Here is the coolest
Is it a porcupine? Does it have a head?
Snappy 3.0. As you can see, the world's best gizmo.
The Snappy, I remember that.
What what's in this really big box?
Somewhere. I love
this little device.
Oh, there's his head!
All I have to do is take the typical VCR or camcorder video and turn it into an LPC signal.
I remember the Snappy.
And that is what the rest of the software does. It will take audio and video and turn it into copy home videos onto your PC. And as an extra bonus to all you fans out there of Twit, this is made by somebody the Twit crowd knows very well.
I do.
He's right here, upside down.
Yep.
Kinky
Play.
Stockhammer.
Yep.
This must be one of her earliest inventions.
It was. Yeah.
But
she invented this?
No, she worked for Play.
I don't know why I really hang on to it.
I'll tell you the story after you finish.
Okay. So, who knows? I might need to convert those home movies with this. Ironically, the video signal is the same as what I'm recording with this Samsung camera right now, but it's probably much higher quality coming from that than this. But for today, it was about a $100 product. Cheaper if you had only video only. Now, who in the world would want video only home movies? I don't know. But at the time, I got the 3.0, which has audio, and I was able to convert all those home movies that I wanted into my computer. Since then, not much need for this.
I want the cat
in the world
that narrates
can already do what this little device.
And then he bought this piece of crap.
Not very many devices.
I kept
left.
Taking pictures of me.
I'm getting out of here. I'm so tired of hearing him talk.
There
this
it
is ridiculous.
Snappy 3.0.
I don't know.
I should show you. I forgot almost.
I'm waving goodbye.
You run on batteries because it's not USB.
Where's
it did require some.
Where's
use.
The tuna fish? Right I was there, told there'd be tuna fish.
Battery. That is it. This is Joey and Coca signing off. Episode 1. See you next time.
Thank you, Joey, and thank you, Coca.
With his Snappy 3.0. I remember the Snappy was $100, $99.99.
It was a big deal because nobody was able to get video into the computer ever before.
Yeah. Able to get pictures from an outside, from a TV or something and put them on your computer.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was Play. So... And I'm not sure how they all interrelated, but remember the Amiga had the video toaster, right?
Right.
And then that company, some of the guys, not all of them, went on to start Play, and they made the Snappy. And Kiki worked with the toaster folks and the Play folks. And then some of them, or there was a bifurcation or something, and they went on to start NewTek, which makes our TriCaster we're doing the switching with. And a lot of the toaster technology was incorporated into the TriCaster.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the toaster people went into making that muffin thing that you got there from Hamilton Beach. Does that have a parallel port in the back?
I think I have a muffin hangover. All right.
So if you have a video that you would like to send to us at the Gizwiz Show, we're looking for I Bought a Piece of Crap. If you did buy something you hate, I Invented This. If indeed you invented something. My Favorite Gadget of All Time. If you have a gadget you just love, even if you just bought it. Or as Joey did, My Gadget Warehouse. As he said on the video, he doesn't use it much anymore, but he just can't part with it. Make a little video, post it on YouTube. We're looking for 2 to 3 minutes, family friendly. And once you post it on YouTube, send the link to Jason at gizwiz@twit.tv. And Joey, and possibly you, if you use your video, will now get a piece of crap as your reward. So, Leo, are you keeping that Hamilton Beach thing, or is that a possible?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you want it, Jeff? Maybe we could. That I'm not going to guarantee anything.
Okay. They'll get something.
They'll get something. I was going to give it to Henry for a graduation present, but I don't know. That might be too expensive. So,
yeah, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to spoil the kid.
No, we wouldn't want to do that.
Give him a salt shaker. Start him that way.
So let's play the letters jingle, read a letter, and then I shall attempt to make my secret sauce one more time.
And our letter is from Paul Grisbaum. And the subject is, this is very good because we were just talking about the Gadget Warehouse. His subject is the Rio MP3 player. And he says, the very first MP3 player is now on eBay.
Ah.
Check out how much it's going.
Is it the Diamond Rio?
Yes. Well, this guy is delusional. Jason, do you have that link for this eBay?
There you go.
Okay. Leo, take a look at what he's asking
15,
for.
What? $85,000?
Yeah, you know.
Well, it is the first one.
It's
right in now, the box. Shrink-wrapped.
It's sealed. It's sealed in plastic.
It's better than an action figure. Wow. Well, good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him, exactly.
Any bids? The buy it now price is $85, so that's not too bad.
No, yeah,
go ahead, buy it. Just go ahead.
Right. No. But he's not taking any bids, right?
Right, it's the buy it now.
Hey, you know,
everybody's got to have a dream. My dream to make delicious secret sauce in my own kitchen. Dick, will you be here?
I'll be here.
Just keeps going. It's kind of making me sick.
Now I have to do it with two hands. That's great. There is quite a bit of exothermic heat in this reaction, though.
Yeah.
Thank God I was wearing those gloves.
Is it hot?
Watch your...
Ooh.